You know, this is two records in a row doing that. I may do something really short, like maybe three-letter titles from here.
Album titles The Phenomenal Ruthie Foster and The Truth According to Ruthie Foster might signal ego to some. But to Ruthie herself, they're a humble tribute to a style and a sound of the past. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Russ Boris. The folk scene's been a foundation in Ruthie Foster's recording career, but the Texan spent her fair share of time singing gospel and blues, too, developing a voice that not only doesn't fit into a box, it's probably strong enough to break any box wide open. Aside from power, Ruthie and her voice possess a lot of soul, and so Ardent Studios in Memphis was just the place to record her new album, The Truth, According to Ruthie Foster. A long list of veteran guests joined in and also provided some songs for the record, and Ruthie told FUV's Claudia Marshall about tracking down one song by Patty Griffin.
I've been a fan of Patty's for a long, long time, and I ran across her at the Willie Nelson birthday party. We get together at in Austin there once a year and celebrate Willie, because, you know, he lives there in the area. And I ran into Patty there and said hello, and she says, "Oh, yeah, you've been doing pretty well here, girl. Why don't you just sing some of my songs for change? You go ahead, sing some of my stuff."
Really?
Yeah, and I went, "Okay, well, I have permission now, so I will definitely try to do that." But if you break down, I'll drive out and find you. If you forget my love, I'll try to
get the feeling that you had a good time in the studio, too, just judging by what came out of the speakers when I plugged this baby in.
Oh, yeah. And recording in Memphis at Ardent Studios was, you know, it's just like going back in time. You've got people like Isaac Hayes and Steve Cropper and Booker T and the MGs. These guys have all been through there. So I was just there to soak up the walls, get what we could out of the walls.
Because you got to figure a place like that has actually got some kind of magic in it. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah, just the way the studio itself is laid out. And we had Charles Hodges come in and put down some keys. And we all know Charlie from the Love and Happiness, that beautiful organ thing that's right at the beginning of the Al Green song.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy walks into the room, and he's just very gracious, very quiet. But still, I had to sit down in his presence because it was just too cool to be there. Jim Dickinson came up, Wayne Jackson from the Memphis Horns came and laid down some really cool trumpet stuff with his guys. You know, just being in Memphis, too, just soaking up the atmosphere there and eating a lot of barbecue was truly, truly had me in love with the place.
Somebody asked me what it really mean to be true. Somebody tell me what it means to you. And find it in the TV screen. You can't read it in a book, no. You won't see it in the future. No matter how hard you look, y'all, you know truth ain't hard to find. You know truth sitting deep inside, and that truth can't be in disguise. You don't have to go far. Truth is right where you are. Yeah.
Ruthie Foster and Truth here on FUV. Check out more of the interview and performance online anytime at WFUV.org.